you couldn't even fit a small miniature horse in it.
Huge if true.
I think you could put like maybe 2 Great Danes. Amanda here, and welcome to another episode of Great Beer Adventure. I think we're at 112, episode 112, and right now I am standing in a hallway with actually some children, which is weird, at a beer and music festival, and also Sarah is here hanging out with me. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
So we are at Sunana, that's how people are pronouncing it, and there's music going on here. The main beer box, which went over to Iceland. Yeah. See, I have this hard time. Thomas Point and Thompson's Point. And then those ones kind of make sense. I would get them mixed up. But I also get Iceland and Norway mixed up, which I know they're totally not alike. And it's not actually anything to do with like the actual spaces. It's just Maine has connections with both of them. And I can't remember which for why. I'm sorry.
What's the Norway one?
I think there's a lot of Norwegian bands here today.
Oh, yes. I did see that. Okay. Yeah. I was thinking you were thinking like Frozen or something. I don't know.
Well, I know that my brain goes to Frozen all the time, but you know, we got to let that go. Ha ha, but I'm pumped. Cha. But we're going to be listening to some bands, and today I figured we would, you and me, we'll do this together. I mean, the microphone is hooked to me. I am in my Laura Croft Lederhosen type setup here, and we're going to ask them what type of beer goes well with their music. So I don't know how that question is going to translate, but we'll find out. Do you think it's going to be an easy question for them to answer? Do you think they're going to find it difficult?
I think it depends on who you ask. There was somebody who definitely looked under 21 in one of the last bands, so I'm hoping that one won't actually know the answer to that, but otherwise...
Yeah. All right. Well, fingers crossed this works. Otherwise, you know me. I'll either really do a great job at rolling with it, or I will get completely lost. So hang on to your earbuds? I don't know. That sounds good enough, right?
I like Lederhosen.
Hang on to your Lederhosen, folks. This is going to be a wild ride. That sounded like Disney's Thunder Mountain. Wild ride into the wilderness. Okay, we're going now. We'll see. We'll be back soon. All right, so we are on the hunt for musicians. Max, you are our leader.
Oh, wow, he did.
Say hi, Max.
Hi, Max.
You're leading us to find musicians.
Indeed. I'm leading you to find musicians.
Yes. How do we spot a musician?
Greasy hair, not really looking into any one particular direction, probably not looking at a phone. Maybe it looks like he played a guitar recently. Check the fingers, there might be calluses. That's all I've got.
Okay, all right. Let me know. That guy kind of has greasy hair. Is he a musician?
There was a musician that I know sitting here earlier, which is why I walked you in this direction. I don't see him here. Let's go backstage and see what we find.
All right, let's go, Hunt. Okay, we're going this way. We have Sarah. Sarah's coming too.
Of course.
Yeah, we can't lose Sarah.
No, absolutely not. We would never lose Sarah.
She's the best.
I agree that she's up there.
Yeah. If you ever need a mom friend, Sarah's the best kind of mom friend to have.
There you are.
Hi, do you want to talk into my microphone?
Hello, check 1, 2. 1, 2, 3.
You know, I never do that into my own mic. I just start going, hey there, and try to get as excited as I can because that's how I roll, I guess. Okay, can you start with telling me your name and your band?
My name's Joel Thepard, and that's the name of the band under my name.
It's pretty easy to remember. Even at the end of the night, if you've had a couple beers, you're still like, what's my name? Oh, and we are Joel Band.
Worst case scenario, someone would tell me my name if I forgot it. Hopefully.
Hopefully. Now, what style of music do you play?
It's alt country rock.
Ooh, I love alt country. I'm a huge Johnny Cash fan. He kind of goes like through all kinds of things. And then there's this alt country guy specifically that sings something about satellite radios. I don't know. But I love that whole genre.
Yeah, I'm not into country music that you hear on the radio. It's not my jam.
Yeah, but like when Johnny went into like the Hurt and all of those kind of like different, I don't know. Yeah. I quoted Johnny Cash in my wedding vows.
That kind of music is what I listen to.
Yeah, That's very transcendent, I think, of the times. Okay, but real questions now. Serious stuff. No. We're not ready for serious yet. Where are you out of?
Well, I'm originally from Fort Worth, Texas, but I live here in Portland, Maine now.
Yeah. So, on the reg, when you're not playing at Sunana, where can we find you?
Well, I usually play around New England, typically, mostly around the Portland area. But if you visit my website, joelthetford.com, it's got all the dates that I'm playing. And it's got some links to my music.
Perfecto. That's wonderful.
Which is free.
Free music. Oh, my goodness.
It's all on SoundCloud through my website.
So, on that note, serious question. I'm ready for it. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
When I'm listening to your music, what beer should I be drinking?
Whiskey.
I wish that I could emoji some kind of silence here, because I don't know how to take that in. I do like whiskey, so maybe something in a whiskey barrel?
Any beer is good when you're listening to my music, hopefully.
All right. I don't know if an IPA. You don't seem like a New England hazy IPA kind of singer.
I would stay away from the Coors Lights and the lighter, yeah.
Something dark and boozy.
Yeah, a Guinness is always good.
Have you met Maine beer yet? Because it's not Guinness. It's much more amazing than that.
I need to lose weight, and my excuse is because I know pretty much all of the Maine breweries.
Okay, perfect. We can be friends. I also have that same problem, but you know what? Thank you so much for spending some time talking into my microphone.
Yeah. I'm playing tomorrow.
Oh, good. So I think a lot of my guests will be here tomorrow.
Oh, cool.
I'm looking forward to that. And cheers to you.
Awesome.
All right, Max. Onward and that way. It's a curtain. Woo. Hey, you. That was amazing. When you catch your breath, we should talk. Yeah. So this is the quote-unquote backstage. Yep. It's behind it, and there's curtains.
So it is back from the stage, but, like, is it a formal backstage? TBD.
Did you say TBD?
TBD.
Oh, like to be determined.
No, to be destroyed. They're going to destroy this at some point after the festival.
Oh, yeah. I get you. I hear you.
There's gotta take some. It down.
Okay. So earlier, Max was telling me about a trailer. And you think of a trailer, and you don't really think that it's a box.
I mean, this looks kind of like a U-Haul that was turned into a speakeasy. I think I was right with the vibe.
Okay, so it does have a very speakeasy vibe. U-Haul is an overstatement. This is like you couldn't even fit a small miniature horse in it.
Huge if true.
I think you could put like maybe two Great Danes.
I think you could fit a full-size bed in here and drive it around.
Not with that door frame. There's no way you're fitting a bed in there.
Then let's take the door frame out.
A twin.
At most a twin. So you're sleeping alone.
I love that. I hate sharing beds with people. I like to roll over in the bed and like not feel somebody's, you know, limbs against me. Like, this is a great trailer.
And hence why you have a dog.
She is wonderful.
Okay. Why are we staring at these people in a trailer? Should I talk to them? Are these...
Two of them are musicians.
They're looking at us. They don't want to wave.
Make sure that we talk to them because I know all of them, or at least three of them.
You know three of them?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah?
Let's do it.
All right, it's really toasty in here. It's hot, right?
Yeah, it should be.
Yeah. No. We're good. Let's just get really sweaty in here together. Okay, name and band.
My name is Jofrid. I play as JFDR.
Okay, question is, when I'm listening to your music, what beer should I be drinking? It's very serious questions around here.
Real question. Are you not joking?
I'm not joking. I love beer. Beer is the thing that is the most...
My answer, you should drink whatever you want to drink, right?
Anything.
Yeah.
Is there a particular beer style that actually, like, melds well with the music?
No. Are you not joking? No. I personally like, I like sour beer.
Nice.
Yeah.
Have you tried the Prosecco from Baxter? It costs $8 to get like 10 ounces of it, but it's out in the beer box. It's pretty good.
Okay, cool. Thanks for the tip.
Yeah. It's a nice kind of hit of sour, but pretty smooth at the same time. All right, your band. What do you have to say?
Seastone, Bud Light.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's pretty mediocre.
Bud Light, I like it.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I hope it translated at least a little bit enough to realize that it's only about 80% serious.
We're doing people watching with commentary right now.
We are. This is my life. This is what I do and why I talk in a microphone.
They were great on stage. Did you catch much of their...
I did. They were very... They said thank you a lot.
They did. You're right.
Yeah, they're very polite.
Thank you, Sunana.
Very polite. Very polite.
You see?
Does it have to be quiet?
No.
Does it have to be quiet to do this?
It can be as loud as you want it to be.
Okay.
All right. I need to start with your name and the band you're with.
My name is Matt Anderson, and I am in the band Borderlines.
You get very, like, yelly and sweaty up there.
Yeah, I like to get sweaty. It's, like, my happy place to jump around, so.
It's a decent happy place. I'm not going to lie. It looks fun.
Yeah, it's fun. We've been doing it for, let's see, 6 years, so.
So, like, when you were 10 is when you started?
Exactly. When I was 10 years old, so now I'm 16, but they're letting me drink a beer. So,
all right. As a legal disclaimer, none of that is accurate.
Legal disclaimer for Borderlines too.
Yes, for anyone involved, I am not interviewing a minor at the moment. Please just, how old are you?
Oh, I'm 31.
31. He can drink beer. He has been for 10 years now. All right. So, where are you out of?
We're from Portland, Maine originally.
Originally, but not currently?
Currently and originally.
Well, there's a speaker.
Over there?
Yeah, we're going to walk together, okay?
It'll be fun, I promise.
All right, let's walk that way. All right. There, should we move behind the wall? We're going to hide from everybody.
I feel like it's like 7 minutes in heaven.
Except Sarah is following us.
Yeah.
So it's like 7 minutes with a chaperone. Okay, so my very serious question that we had to move out of sound for is, when I am listening to your band play, what beer should I be drinking?
Well, when you're listening to Borderlines, the real beer that you should be drinking is Labatt Blue.
So a Canadian big beer.
You know, we have a lot of close connections with the Mass Landing guys in Westbrook, and I'm fortunate enough to
love them.
They are awesome. Fortunate enough to live in a city that has Bissell Brothers, you know, Foundation, all sorts of main beer company, all sorts of beer. And we did a great show last year, about a year ago, at Bissell Brothers and sold it out. So
congrats, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was cool. But I think that you need a light beer when you're listening to Borderlines.
All right, a light beer. Does it have to be Canadian though?
You know, there's something, I'm a hockey player.
But come on, it has to be the Bruins, not a Canadian team.
Yeah, you know, you'd think there'd be a Boston brewery, but there's something about a Molson Canadian or a Labatt Blue after you get off the ice. It's just nothing more crisp. But you can really drink anything but a stout while you're listening to Borderlines.
All right. I feel like before we started this conversation, we had a connection, and then you started being like, I have to watch Canadian hockey, and I have to drink, like, Canadian beer. I feel like this connection we have has dwindled.
Well, that's too bad because I really like, you know, I like you a lot. You just have to like hockey to be in my life.
We are huge hockey people in my house.
Yeah, so you gotta love Labatt Blue and Molson Canadian.
No, you don't. These are not true facts. Canadian is not a good when you're hockey.
Hey, I'm a Bruins fan. Die-hard Bruins fan. Watch them every night. Well, every night they play.
A huge commitment.
Hey, last night they won 8-4. So, I know what they do. I love that team. I love hockey. I love beer. But when you listen into Borderlines, you need something that you don't care that you're going to spill.
Now the truth comes out. That is acceptable.
All right, all right.
Our connection has been rekindled.
Fair enough.
Thank you so much for talking into my green microphone today.
You're welcome. Was it recording?
Yeah, it was. All right. This was a successful recording behind a wall.
Thanks.
With a chaperone.
Can I do a sign off?
Yeah, what do you want to say?
You're listening to Great Beer Adventure. This is Matt from Borderlines.
That was wonderful. Thank you so much, Matt. Oh, you'd think I'd be able to speak better as a podcaster, but
it's the beer. It's the Molson Canadian you've been drinking.
No. Can I start with your name and who you're with?
So I'm Patrick Arnold, and I'm one of the organizers of Sunana.
Perfect. Okay, what were you saying about the beers we're about to try?
So these two beers are from a brewery in Tromsø, Norway, Graf Brughaus, Graf Microbrewery, which is in Tromsø, and it's 237 miles north of the Arctic Circle in Norway.
Wow, that's intense.
Yeah, and they're intense, and they brew intense and delicious beers.
Have you been there?
Yes, I was there 4 weeks ago, and that's when we decided to have them at this particular festival. The Sunana is sort of northern inspired, and so we wanted to try to have some beer from the Arctic.
Very nice. Now, did you go over there with the idea of actually meeting some brewers, or was it like, hey, we're going over to Norway?
No, so we've been going, because of Aimskip, who's calls in Portland here with their ships, we've been traveling around as a state of Maine to all these different ports that Aimskip calls home throughout the North Atlantic. And Tromsø is one of those ports. So we've been building trade relationships there. But the breweries and the brewery exchange is something we're keenly focused on. And and we're so happy because there's so many amazing craft beers out there. And Maine has got a wonderful reputation in that particular area.
Absolutely. Now, were you part of the Beer Box in all of its glory?
Yes. So my company and Aimskip, the Maine Brewers Guild, David Carlson, Andrew Haynes from Aimskip, we all together created the Beer Box and work with a wonderful contractor in Maine, Snapspace Solutions, Zajac as well, to kill it. But Sean Sullivan and David Carlson, you know, if they hadn't brought the energy, we would not have brought the box.
Sean, I don't remember who else you said, but Sean, so much energy, amazing man, and absolutely, the Brewers Guild is very lucky to have him. He's just like pumped. So I'm going to stop fangirling on Sean for a minute, and I want to ask you, so if you were, which you have done, planning a fest, what beer would you be drinking as you're planning that fest?
Oh, wow. So right now, because it's in my hand, the Graf Lupalicious, which is just insanely delicious, or probably Good Fires, I think it's called the Hydro.
I've got to try that one. I haven't tried the Hydro.
Good Fires Hydro is awesome, yeah. And Graf Lupalicious is awesome. I sort of substance and lunch are my two standards.
I just put lunch on tap at my house today.
Oh, word. So amazing, but Lupalicious and Good Fires Hydro, they're awesome. Next level.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Patrick. I really appreciate you taking a moment to speak into my microphone today.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much.
And enjoy Sunana.
Thank you. Cheers. Aha. I stopped you because you are gorgeous. You've got cat ears. You've got studs. And there you are. You've got your...
I made this. I studded this myself. This is 300 studs.
I love it. I really do. And we were talking about brand. I rock a leather lederhosen. I prefer to call it a bustier, but I guess it's not technically, but it kind of lifts the girls up a little bit.
I like it. I like what it's doing.
Yeah. Me too. Yeah. It's like, look. Yeah. See, when I was trying to figure out how I was going to carry all of my equipment, the thing that makes sense is a messenger bag because it's just big and it holds all kinds of things. But my girls are a little bit bigger than...
I like this. Style and personality.
Yeah.
And
right. It's best right. I can't. You can't separate the girls with a bag. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
You know.
Yeah. You should patent this. I think all the girls would
like. Maine Leather Company helped me make it. They did a great job.
Awesome.
And, So, I stopped you. I said, I have one question.
All right.
You made me tell you it ahead of time.
That's true.
So you've been thinking about it, so you better have an answer now.
Yeah, now I better have an answer.
Yeah. Okay, when I'm listening to your music,
yes.
What beer should I be drinking?
Okay, I've had time to think about this. And
and I didn't come up with anything cool. But
oh no,
I was at Liquid Riot, and they have a brew called a beer with no name. A beer has no name?
Yeah, yeah, after Game of Thrones.
Yes, I'm a huge GOT fan, so maybe that one. We could do like Bissell Substance. That's my personal favorite, so.
Yeah, I know, I had a major blonde moment with Liquid Riot's
yes.
beer because I saw the little tiny dagger on the side, and it was called a beer with has no name, uh-huh. and I was like, why did they patent that as their name? And my coworker Ashley, she said, you watch Game of Thrones, and I was like, a girl has no name?
Yeah, perfect. Have you seen the cans too? Completely black, nothing on it. I love it.
Yes, they are.
No one.
Not even there. And I think they're gorgeous. I work at Portland Beer Hub.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Awesome.
So it's retail, and we've got 10 draft lines now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it is like the place to be for beer right now in the Old Port.
Make sure to get there.
Yes, please do. Corner of 4 and Pearl,
oh,
right
perfect.
Next to the Custom House.
Oh, I'm staying at the Hyatt tonight. I'll put on there. So
well, this is
out.
Not live.
Okay, okay.
Sometime in the past, you stayed at the Hyatt.
Yes, yes, correct.
Correct.
So I know exactly where it is. I'll be sure to check it out.
Yes, please do. Tell Jorgen I said hi. He's Swedish and fabulous. But don't let him start posting on social media because he's like a dad and he does these really bad
uh-oh,
dad jokes.
Uh-oh.
I love him.
Dad jokes can still be kind of fun, right?
Not when you've heard the same one 30 times
okay,
in one day.
Fair enough. Oh, my gosh.
But we have black shelves, and so the beer a beer has no name yeah. doesn't pop off those. And I'm so sad because every time they're like, we have a beer has no name, I'm like, I can't buy it. It's so sad. But I agree. I think that it would look amazing with your outfit. You should just walk around like this and just be like.
And the black can.
Yeah.
Just go to
yeah. You should just like, yeah, just walk around with that can and just like pop it and pose. Like,
you know what? I think I'll double fist it, you know?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Two beers with no name.
Ooh, two beers with no name and Janae in the middle.
Exactly. Janae Sound.
Janae Sound. Yes. It's going to be fabulous.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Cheers!
Cheers!
Hi!
Hello!
Hello!
All right.
Hey,
hey,
hello!
Hey. Hello, hello. Okay, first, we are gonna. Okay, so we're standing behind a piece of wood
yes.
so I can hear you.
Cool.
And you can hear me.
Yes.
All right, but first, let's start with your names and then your name, okay?
I'm Rosie.
Alex.
Laura.
Nick Hill.
And you are?
You're Snug House.
It's so cute. You're like a little snug, and you're like, yeah.
We are very snug, and we are very house, I suppose. Yeah. Very.
Are you a house band?
No. We play house music exclusively.
Yeah, we do.
I don't know if you've ever said it's very easy to pick that up for most people, but that's our genre.
I didn't.
It's folk music. Folk.
So Sarah's hanging out with me tonight. She caught it. She loved you guys. Where are you guys from?
Portland.
The band's Portland-based. Yeah.
Perfect. And if I am not at Sunana, where can I find you?
Generally, we've been playing Blue, Empire, Portland, Portland House Music. So in the next coming months, we are playing at Blue on April 1st with a couple of our friends from Boston. We're playing at Portland House Music on May 5th. Snughouse.band, that's our website. And that's
perfect.
Social media, you know, Facebook, everything, Instagram, Twitter,
all the places that are social.
They're very social. We try to be very on top of like keeping our information there. So like, check us out there. You can find out where we're playing. We play around Portland all the time. That's what we try to do more than anything else.
Okay, so this is my serious question. When I am listening to your music, what beer should I be drinking?
Well, right before I played our music, I was drinking another one by Maine Beer Company. But I could probably come up with a better narrative.
I stand behind that. I thought Alex was going to say the coffee stout. And I know everyone loves coffee stouts.
Snug House. Coffee stout is very Snug House.
You got the proof of coffee stouts. I want to say that I, as an individual, very much stand against coffee stouts.
Yeah,
however, I think we have to, like, deny this side of the band. The three of us, we should talk about Coffee Stout. They're denying Coffee Stout.
I think he likes math, though, so there could be a bridge.
Okay, if you like math, you can come back in. Okay. But don't hate on my coffee.
I just got to be honest with who I am and what I believe. And that
tonight. The Bandit Horde tonight was great. The Woodsman's Reserve.
I had that too. The Woodsman's.
No flack toward any specific brewery. You know, everything's great. Just not my scene.
It's not my scene. I'm just going with that. It's just not. Well, it is mine. I just kicked a keg of the Waypoint at my house. And
yeah.
We're putting
a you live. Every part of that story was more interesting than the one before it.
Sopo.
Okay.
Oh. Sopo. That's where I go. I feel like I should say hoes go, but I'm not a hoe. I have one man and I love him, and we have two babies. So maybe some hoes go there. No, no disrespect, but that's not me.
There's room for everyone.
Right. I have a keg of lunch waiting to go on right now.
Wow. At your home where you live.
Yes, followed by a damn it to Hellas from Foulmouth.
What is the street name in?
It's a president. You figure that one out and you can come visit.
Okay. I'll find you. What is this a real publication that we're speaking to?
No, it's all pretend.
All pretend. Wait, there's gonna be a name on a website. I'll see you maybe Sunday afternoon.
It'll be so like you're gonna hear like one out of every five words. And you're gonna like string together like a sentence.
Right.
Libs of interviews.
Yes.
You can't hear us over the fun we're having.
And none of this is real. It's all pretend.
I would believe that 100%. I'd believe that.
Are you even here? Or are we all just like really drunk and imagining that we're being interviewed?
No,
the narcissist that we are.
I actually go to Hogwarts. This is not real.
All right, team. We've had too much to drink. We're imagining being interviewed.
While we're in a fantasy, are there any more questions before we snap out of it?
No, that was the one. That was the one serious question I had. And it wasn't serious. There was a lady that's part of a Norwegian band, and I asked her, and she said, "Are you serious?" I was like, "Yeah." And she goes,
"In Norway, are you serious means you're great and awesome, and thanks for talking to me."
If you listen to this episode, which it will be played the last Friday of the month of March, that is not the impression you will get. It's more like, what is wrong with this crazy American woman? And why is she asking me about beer and my music?
Well, weird, I am at a music and beer festival. What a crazy question to ask.
I know! She probably really would have thought I was really weird if she had listened to the episode I went to Beer Meets Wood, where I asked people, what do you think beer would say if it actually met wood? Right? That's a weird...
Crackle pop. Crackle pop.
I thought I had something witty, and I was like, no, I didn't.
Turns out I'm the witty member of the band.
Snug.
Listen, you are all snuggly to amazing and wonderful, and also I love your house music. It's great.
I'm so glad you heard it.
We're very passionate about house music and representing DJs and electronic music in this state, in this country.
The Portland house scene is in a state that no one has ever seen. Yeah. Any house scene.
Portland, this is the next big house music scene in the city.
I actually really like folk music a lot better than house music. So.
Well, you should go listen to Snug Folk then, because we're Snug House. So.
Right. Right.
See you at Snug House. I mean, Sunana 2019. Back to you, Justin.
Write up some good show notes for this, because we be out.